All right, thank you. Great to see a bunch of wonderful faces. Some of my best friends in the world are on this Zoom, so it's great to be with you. So leaders as examples are imprint. What do people remember about you? What do you leave behind in your interactions, in your communications? What we want to take a look at tonight, some of it comes from the Greek word tupos, which is the word used many times for, or a couple times for, ensample, examples. And Thayer's definition defines it as such. A figure formed by a blow or impression, and you think about stamping a coin is one of the ways that they come with this, or it could be a figure or image. And the teaching, which embodies the sum and substance of religion and what it represents to the mind. We have a unique opportunity to be an image of what our Heavenly Father has given to us as leaders. And for me as a leader, what I want to leave behind, I don't want you to think about my personality or how funny I was during this teaching or whatever. I want the word to be in your heart. So this is an example. These teachings are an example of what it can be like in our walk, our conduct, our actions. And it comes from the inside, not so much about what it looks like on the outside, but what the result is, the fruit, not our standard, but his. And Jesus Christ is our example. And when I say Jesus Christ as an example not only of how he walked on this earth, but also what he did by his life and what he accomplished that we do not need to strive for anymore. A good example isn't for someone to copy, you know, the way someone that we respect, how they walk, they talk, try to mimic their mannerisms, their senses, things that they do, but it's the love, the kindness, the doctrine that they live, how they care and concern for God's people. And they're concerned about spiritual matters above all. We follow after the inner qualities. A couple years ago, I planted a grapefruit tree in my front yard. At the time, it was barely a stick, 5 feet tall, skinny, like almost like a pencil. It fit in the back of my van. I selected a spot to plant it where I knew it would get plenty of sunshine. I made sure it got water. I fertilized it. I pruned it. I checked for pests and fungus and cared for the health of the tree. And the result was fruit. That was the evidence. And it was large fruit, by the way. Some of these grapefruits were almost the size of a small soccer ball. What it did was it exemplified and evidenced the inner quality of the health of the tree. And that's similar to what we want to do. We want our inner light, the Christ within us, to shine. That's the part that's going to last through eternity. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 1, please. And we're going to look at some examples of a group of believers who are examples to the church, which is what we want to exemplify today. And as leaders, don't forget that we have the opportunity to lead. Leading isn't necessarily assigned by a name or a title, but it's taking the lead in situations in life as God directs us. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 7 says, so that you were in samples, and that's our word tupos, meaning for example, an imprint, an image, a witness to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place, your faith to God is spread abroad so that we not speak anything. Man, you talk about a witness, you talk about an example. The word was so big in their hearts that it was undeniable. People saw it. Verse 9, for they themselves show unto us, or show of us what manner of entering we had unto you and how ye turned from idols to serve the living and true God. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivereth from the wrath to come. Paul is praising these believers that were examples to the church. Not only what they did, and what they did was, they sounded out the word of the Lord, and that their faith to God was spread abroad, but also the result in their lives. The evidence was that they turned to God from idols. to serve the living and true God, and they waited for his son from heaven. This is not about a title, personality, charisma, looks, income, worldly accomplishments, or social status. Those all fade. What people register in life is fruit. They see evidences of quality. Have you ever been around somebody that you see the quality of their life and you can't deny it? You want to be around them. You want to hear what they have to say. Being examples isn't about how we act, but rather the evidence of the inner gift that we have. We should be aware in every situation of who we are in Christ, and remember that whether we're in the grocery store, we're at work, or we're driving, now this one can be tough, but we take the place of the absent Christ. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10, please. And remember, everybody on this call has an aspect of leadership in them. It's not a title, but you can lead in situations as God directs you because you have the love for him in your heart. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11 says, "Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples," and that's our word for tupos, "and they were written for our" what? "Our admonition, unto whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand, taketh heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." These records in the word, these testimonies, these witness in the word are here to admonish us, to encourage us, to inspire us. So in our day and time, what about you? What do you leave behind? What do you give? You can have the same impact today. You have the same Spirit of God that Paul had, that Peter had, that James had, that Jesus Christ had. So when we walk, our walk many times can speak for itself. When we walk with God, it is in the moment. It is in the present. God isn't moving in the past. He isn't moving in the future. He may set things up in the future, but he is in the moment, as should we. And all these things about the fruit in our lives, how we tend to our lives, what we feed our hearts and our lives, what we hold on to, can help our example, which is also in the present. Let's go to Matthew 26. I want to take a look at a record where Jesus Christ is with the believers in Matthew 26, where he encourages them to focus on what's in front of them right now. Matthew 26, verse 6 says, "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman who, having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head and sat, and as he sat at meat. But when the disciples saw, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment should have been sold for much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye this woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always.'" So, great way to remind them to be in the moment, that Jesus Christ was with them in the moment. Keeping yourselves in a position where God wants you in the moment is very important. An aspect of being present is being cognizant of your surroundings and your environment. Pay attention to those who are around you. And remember Jesus Christ as our example in this case here. And when I say Jesus Christ as our example, we don't necessarily quote him, you know, like "get behind thee, Satan," or quote some things that he said. It's about his heart, his love, his example. Look how we cared for the church here. Look how we brought this woman back to reality, or back to the moment, saying, you know, these people are out there, but me you only have for a period of time. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, please. So there's a great element of being in the moment and being present in the moment as we walk with our examples, because That's where we live. That's where God works, is in the moment. And that's the imprint that we leave behind. Matthew 6 and verse 33 says, very familiar verse to all of us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know what this verse is telling us? It's telling you that there is so much things going on tomorrow. Don't drag it into today. There's so much things behind us. Don't drag the past into today. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I think of this like a picture. And when I was thinking this through, I was going to say photograph, but I'd probably date myself because that's an older, nobody takes a photograph anymore. But a picture captures a moment, a memory, an impression. We can leave an impression on people in the moment. What's that going to be? We, like Rico was saying earlier, we choose to focus on who we are in Christ. We choose to live for him. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5 and verse 14 says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure, and that's the word for two pots, it's the image of him that was to come, meaning that we all were born in sin. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded to many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. And this is a great part of the section here. For if by one man's offense, that's speaking of Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. This section alone is tremendous, and it shows how the original man brought in sin into our bloodline and into the world, but Jesus Christ, being a sinless man, walked and fulfilled it, and everything we have is based on the accomplishments of Jesus Christ, that he fully redeemed us, that when he said, it is finished, it was finished. When they said at the tomb, he is risen, he is risen, that is a stamp, that is a pin in history, that nothing like it has ever happened before or since. So this is why we don't let it go to our head, because it's a gift. We didn't earn it. What a great thing to share with people. Isn't something like that, a message like that, something you want to leave with people, you want to share with people? So in the end, our example, if we can get this message to people, if our example can lead people to him, if we live this way so it is undeniably evident, if we really want to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ, if we put personal desires looking only to him aside, and we can be that shining examples for others to see and imitate. It's on us to choose the genuine life that God has paved the way for us. Remember who you are in Christ. Remember that Jesus Christ, by God, sent to pay the price for me and you. And you can be that light to anyone in your circle or out of your circle. Let your inner quality shine so that others may see the stamp, the impression, the image of our Heavenly Father's love and goodness. And I'll leave you with this one last thought as we think about who we are in Christ and the image impression that we have. You may be the lifeline that someone needs. God bless you.